Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of 2-Minute Tales. This is Rona Simmons. Last time, I brought up the subject of luck, and how, despite the odds, most men who flew during World War II thought nothing could happen to them. They were the better pilot. They were the lucky ones. So in this episode, I want you to meet a very unlucky man, a man named Martin Hoskinson. He was born in 1917 and grew up in Glendale, Kentucky. After finishing college, Martin got married, had a daughter, and soon enlisted in the military. He became a pilot with the 349th Bomb Squadron of the 100th Bomb Group and was shipped out in May 1944 to the Thorpe Abbotts Air Station in England. 2 weeks after arriving, he flew his first mission to a target near Troyes, France, about 80 miles south of Paris. The next day, on what was to be his second mission, he was headed to Berlin. The mission was a mess from the start. The bombers had difficulty forming up and entered German airspace in a strung-out manner, presenting an ideal target for the enemy. A large group of German fighters attacked, and in the chaos that followed, a bomb from a B-17 flying in a high squadron fell on Martin's aircraft, breaking the ship in two. The fuselage plummeted toward the ground in a tight spin, precluding the airmen from bailing out. In total, 9 crews were lost, including Martin's. I have no doubt when they heard the news, the airmen at Thorpe Abbotts reminded themselves that they had nothing to fear, and I include an imagined conversation to that effect in my book. They would certainly escape such a fate, they boasted. They were the lucky ones. Still, I imagine they rubbed their rabbit's feet or other good luck charms and whispered their prayers. I'll be talking more about luck and the men of the 100th Bomb Group, and I'll share a story of my father's belief in luck and the good luck charm he wore as a World War II pilot. Stay tuned for more podcasts about other real-life individuals whose names fill my book's pages. You'll find the next episode of the podcast series on my website, ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com.